Blog Talk Radio.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Hallelujah, glory, glory to the Most High God. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. There is none like him, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thy name shall be praised. What a mighty God we serve. Another new day that the Lord has added unto our lives, and victory is ours if we can believe it and receive it, regardless of the circumstances. Because God's word, hallelujah, is truth. And he said in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah, will be with us to the end. And no matter what goes on, hallelujah, he knows about it. And he knows how to bring us through and bring us out. Hallelujah, he knows how to bring us to a place that we will surrender ourselves and let his will be done in us. Thank God for the word last night. Not let nothing separate us from the love of God, and that the mercy, the grace, most of all the love that all of us fall under, and that love is the agape. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like him. Oh, that's some kind of alert on the phone. Thank you, Jesus. Amber alert. Whatever it is, God, you work it out. You fix it. You work it that you may be glorified and exposed. Whatever corporate is in the background coming against our children, in the name of Jesus, let it be found. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and giving us another opportunity to come together, to pray together, to worship the Lord together, and to magnify his name. And bless the Lord again from Mother Evangelist Alexander last night with the word she brought out, hallelujah, concerning love and grace and mercy and our force to stand. And hallelujah, all the different things that God used for analogies through her, praise God, with the woman, glory to God, with the issue of blood, the woman with the alabaster box, glory to God, that blessed and anoint God's head, which sweetness, washed his feet with her hair and her tears. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for being able to, through the ridicule and ostracism and criticism, still being able to stand, because she kept telling us to stand. Oh, we got to have that faith in God and continue to hold fast to faith in the name of Jesus. Thank God, glory to God, for being able to, for that mercy that's renewed every morning that she talked about too as well. So much she brought out in the word last night that was a blessing, and for God's grace, hallelujah, and that a merited favor. Thank you, Jesus. In the meanwhile, we bless God for her, and thank God that we are truly justified by faith. Praise God. I'm going to give you that scripture reading. We're going to go on with prayer. Those that join us, hallelujah, so be it. Amen. It's only the five of us on the line right now, but wait a minute, is it five? wait a minute, it might be, well, six of us if you include myself, but I usually say what number is on the line besides me. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go on with getting ready for prayer. Our lineup, once I do the scripture, the lineup will be when Mother Alexander came on first. After Mother Alexander, we'll have Mother Willette, and then Mother McCormick, praise God. So our scripture reading will be coming out of 1 Peter 5, starting at the first verse, 1 through 8. Simon, I was just looking at it just now, and so I'm going to go ahead and read Simon Peter, a servant of and of the apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like the precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto the third verse, unto things, read it again, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereabout are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and be brotherly kindness and charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Christ. And if we add the ninth verse, it says, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brother, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Thank you, Jesus. What a powerful word. So help us to stand on the promises of the Lord and also make ourselves aware that if we don't line up, the consequences to our actions. But in the meantime, we want to walk so God can be glorified and him be magnified. Father, we bless you and we honor you and thank you, glory to God, for all that you've done and doing tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come together to worship you in spirit and in truth, and also to be able to pray and glorify your name as we intercede, glory to God, as prayer vessels that you can channel your anointing through. We thank you for the night that you've given us, the time to come before you. And God, forgive us for every offense of your word as we come before you with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, glorifying your holy name. Jesus, we love you. We adore you. We magnify you. Oh, we thank you that victory is ours in you. Oh, because in you we live and move and have our beings. We thank you, Lord God, as we're striving more and more for to be able to bless the Lord at all times. And let the praises continue to ring out, Lord, out through our voices in the name of Jesus. God, help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. Oh, we ask you to get our ears unstopped that we can hear your voice and submit to your will. And, glory to God, open our eyes and blind us, fall off of anything spiritually and things, glory to God, that's been overlooked. God, that we can be able to see clearly spiritually and natural. Oh, the word our mouth, God, let whatever come out of our mouth will glorify you and magnify you, glory to God, and for the hearer that they will be able to be blessed and hear words that will penetrate their hearts and change their lives and transform them, save them, encourage and heal and deliver them in the name of Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. In the magnificent, mighty power of God in Jesus' name. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that teaches and comforts and guides and leads In the name of Jesus, help us to get to a place that we remember Jesus on board through the Holy Spirit, that we allow him to guide and lead us. You told us in your word, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to our own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge you. You direct our path. You gave us, glory to God, that mindset that if we make our choices, glory to God, to yield to you or yield to this flesh and give place to the enemy, we have a choice. And you gave us a helper, and if we desire to do your will, you are a gentleman, and you help us make the choices. But at the end of the day, it's going to be up to us. Choose you to stay who you're going to serve. God, we ask for your help. And help us to remember, glory to God, hallelujah, that you're looking for a people that will obey you, not make sacrifices, in the name of Jesus. Oh, because you said in your word, obedience is better than sacrifice. God, help us to listen to your command. And whatever, glory to God, your commandment is, in the name of Jesus, help us not to be trying to pick and choose like a smuggler's board. We got to make up our mind. We yield ourselves and avail ourselves to you and your will, in the name of Jesus. Help us to love in the agape love one for another. You said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying? In the name of Jesus, you told us better not to make a vow and to make a vow and break it. Oh, Shabbat, Korobasir. Thank you, Lord God, that your word, glory to God, is never fails. In the name of Jesus, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Help us, God, to be that faithful vessel that you're calling for in these last days, that you can channel your anointing through, that you can use, glory to God, these vessels to accomplish your mission here on this earth realm. Are you looking for a people that are going to love you and that are going to worship you, that are going to obey you and going to accomplish the mission and assignment, whatever you put in our hands to do? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you today. We glorify you. We thank you for the power of your anointing. As we submit and be obedient to you, as we come on one accord, we can take authority and bind the hand of the enemy and take the authority over, glory to God, the works of the enemy, tear down his kingdom, so that way more people can give their lives to you and live a life, glory to God, holy and righteous and acceptable in your sight. God, and they're going to be able, God, the sheep, they got sheep. God, we'll see more healings. Glory, like cancer drying up. God, and be able to see eyes coming open, blindness coming off, glory, like cataracts. And, God, even the spiritual blindness coming forth in the name of Jesus, come against sickness and diseases. Glory to God, and skin diseases and all kind of blood diseases, as well as arthritis and bursitis, all the eczema and whatever kind of conditions, coming against the bones and coming against, glory to God, all kind of ligaments and problems, glory to God, with gout and things going on with sugar diabetes, things going on with heart trouble, disease and also strokes, glory to God, and we come against aneurysms. We plead the blood of Jesus of the chaos and confusion of the enemy taking over people's minds and causing them to commit all kinds of crimes and killing and murdering people and suicidal demons. We bind you up and cast you out, send you back to the dry place in which you came. We come against the spirit of rebellion and stubbornness, the lying and the cheating and the manipulation. We know that's in the world, and we're supposed to be coming on one accord to live a life holy and accepted before the Lord, so we can pray and bind the hand of the enemy and pull down the strongholds and loose the stronghold off of people. But God, we got to pray more, even for these things are found in the body of Christ with discord and busybody, and along with all these other spirits of adultery and homosexuality and all these foul spirits that are allowed to come up, glory to God, in their temples and supposed to be living a life. You done told us we can't serve no two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. Just because he may use us in this capacity or that capacity, he can use a jackass and tell glory to the prophet, glory to God, to stop hitting them. They ought to be able to save their life and the prophet's life. All you use, glory to God, go out to fish, but even go and get the money out for Peter, get it out of the mouth, go out to pay Caesar, render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Or you can cause that cock to crow so that way to warn Peter. You can use whatever you want to. And even somebody that's unsaved to have a word to come out of their mouth because of, why do we think just because he can use these gifts in us that think that we can use those to still live a life of adultery and still lie and cheat and still go out and do anything we're big enough to do? It's a time set, glory to God, hallelujah, for all of us. Help us to live a life to go over that, to walk in circumspectly to your word, so that way, glory to God, you can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Enter in, hallelujah. We want to be the five wise, not the five foolish. All had oil in the beginning, but those didn't have their reserve. God, help us, Lord, keep ourselves charged up in your word through that prayer and obedience and seeking your face and doing what you called us to do. Help us to be helpful one to another, praying one for another, bear one another's burdens. You told us to pray without ceasing. It's required of us, glory to God, to seek your face. You say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. Help us, glory to God, not to walk in fear. You're not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Glory, I feel like challenge us and fear might try to come to oppress us. But God, you told us to cast these cares upon you. You told us to speak your word, stand on your word, but we got to know what your word is saying. We can't walk over to God with this all this word up in our intellect. We got to get it in our spirit and stand on it and believe it, receive it, and act on it in the name of Jesus. Help us to pray one for another. You didn't make none of us no island. You said the Father and you are one, and we're the one supposed to be one with you and one with one another. God, I'm praying for those barriers to come down, all the isms and schisms and sowing discords and greed and high-mindedness and prideful spirits. We plead the blood of Jesus by the lips and loose it. And even rebellion and stubbornness and even glory at trying to serve God on a part-time basis. Oh, glory to God. That's just like being a little bit, oh, my God, the devil is alive, the blood of Jesus. Oh, help us. We got to go all the way. Oh, God, help us in our weak areas and help us not to deny and justify. Oh, get off the masquerading in the name of Jesus. Too many people in the body of Christ masquerading. Some of them just change up just like a chameleon. 1 minute you this, 1 minute you that. What color you are, this, that, and the other. Oh, God, I'm praying for a change. Wake up, sleeping giant. Oh, there's too much going on in these last days. And just as quick, glory to God, if somebody strike a match, that's how glory got evil, glory out the enemy that made some people to just put them on remote control and cause them, glory to God, to do so many issues, cause them to do so many things and cause, glory to God, their minds to be so twisted and caught up. They're just killing and blood running in the street like glory out like water. The devil is alive, the blood of Jesus. God, help us to be on our post to pray, to bind, to loose and curse and counsel. Help us not to be a partaker of another man's sin. Let us not, glory to God, have so much lip service going on, not less than it's concerning the things of God, to bind and to loose. And also we need to be still so we can hear you and we'll know how to move and we can recognize the strategies, glory out of the enemy, because you'll give us a strategy how to combat that devil. But our mouths running so much, sometimes we are missing hearing you so many times and moving out in our flesh because we're not built up enough in the spirit, glory to God, to let the cause the flesh to die so we can be able to bring it under subjection to the Holy Spirit. God, help us like never before to be wise, because we got to be watchful come out of our mouth. There's power in these words. You say, glory to God, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak life, and so is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God, help us to be like that deer that panteth after the water brook, so does our heart panteth after you, O Lord. Help us like never before to join together and join our forces against the evil one so we can see the miraculous power of God in operation. Thank you so much for what you're already doing. Thank you even for some of the young people that's giving their lives, and some of them are standing up and they're praying and preaching and teaching the word of God and witnessing and doing great things and out there with charity trying to help lives go over to God, be changed in the name. Cover them under the blood. Protect them. Even the gifts that you use them to sing in the tatters and instruments, say, God bless them, that the enemy will not come in and steal, glory to God, what God has blessed, glory to God, for the body of Christ and for his mission. In the name of Jesus, help us not be one to cause them to fall backwards instead of going forward. Lord, to pour into them and encourage them, to build them up, and help us not to do it on a part-time basis. And help us, glory to God, not to do in a place that we are people that would just show partiality, help over here and don't do nothing over here, down that one and crucify that one and go over to God, beat this one up and then trying to uplift the other one. You're not an author of confusion. God, you ought not to be among us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying. Praying, glory to God, for forgiveness to be in the body of Christ, the love of God to operate in it. In the name of Jesus, we are praying like never before that we open our eyes to be able to see, open our ears that we may be able to hear, open our mouth and allow you to fill it. Oh, Koro Basata. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Oh, God, whatever gift that you give us, let us do it to the fullness of whatever capacity that you've given it to us. In the name of Jesus, as you bring the increase, let us not be caught up covenant of somebody else's gifts and what they got and what we want and what we should have. Oh, glory to God, even in the talents and the gifting that God give us. Oh, God, you know how to pour it into us, and you give it according to your will, not what we desire. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, people get so caught up in trying to obtain and get so caught up in ambitions and this, that, and the other, and missing God, passing the church, going to church. Help us to be an awakening
so we'll be quickened in the spirit to know what's going on around us and to know, glory to God, to be available for service, whatever God wants done, and not to be so gung-ho on what we want to do and what we need to do and how we need to accomplish this. Oh, let us hear you. You got a strategy. You got to bring us from the back to the forefront. Oh, but sometimes we're trying to do it ourselves. Oh, God, help us to put you first. Oh, God, you do some miraculous things that exceedingly abundantly more than we can think, act. Oh, God, a blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, if you move in you, we live and move and have our being. Help us to do it in you and let you be manifested in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for these prayer warriors. Oh, God, so diligent, so determined, so in perseverance to get the work of the kingdom done. Bless, glory to God, in their bodies. Bless in their mind. Bless in their ministry. Bless in their homes. Bless in their finances. Bless in their encouragement, God. In the name of Jesus, bind Satan up. They got to loose his hold off of whatever part of their bodies and their minds or in their families or in their finances or whatever it may be that can be try to be a hindrance. Oh, God, I pray sleep and rest. Bind up anything that will attack their bodies too. Got to be loose off of all of us in the name of Jesus. Making for the manifestation of the fullness of your healing to manifest in the earth realm. We know it's already done at Calvary, but you've already told us that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundant. You said even call for the elders of the church for any sick among us or afflicted, so we are no glory. You said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of all. So there are going to be challenges. You said in your word, glory to God, there are going to be, glory to God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that there will be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, you've overcome the world. So in the midst of all that goes on, we're glory to God, not a people that are foolish. We recognize the tricks of the enemy, that he will attack, but we are counterattack with what your word says, because your word will go out to heal us and deliver us and set us free. In the name of Jesus, and we have the faith to believe it shall come to pass. Oh, so God, we thank you. We are glorifying you in the midst of the challenges, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of waiting on the manifestation of the other part of the healing to come forth. We are thanking you, Lord God, for turning some things around in our lives and in our families and in the ministry, on the jobs, glory, in our neighborhood, even with our enemies. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, you require for us to love. You didn't require for us to lack, and then we got to sit and have a sip tea with grow our enemy or whatever. You will have us not ignorant of Satan's devices. In the name of Jesus, you told us, come out from among and be separated. Touch not that unclean thing, and you'll receive us. You said, whom the sun set free is free indeed. Stand fast with the liberty we are set us free. You'll not allow us to go back into something that you done brought us out of. Oh, that's that flesh on parade. God, we are praying it's dangerous that you do anything contrary to the will of God, because the enemy got plots and plans and schemes, glory to God. Hallelujah, set us up. But we got to stop, glory to God, giving place to him in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for, glory to God, your loving kindness and the freedom and the liberty we have in you. Even for to even speak your word or to share your word or to be able to go to church freely when there's so many, glory to God, around the globe that can't even do that freely without their lives being on the line. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying, have mercy. We pray, glory to God, for Israel. We pray, God, for you to bless and deliver them. We pray for those over in Gaza. God, all of those things in the fighting and the wars and even in Ukraine, God, we ask you, Lord, to intervene. We are praying. We know you already see what's going on and have mercy, but you told us to pray and pray without cease. We pray for those that are hurting and separated and those who have bodies that are racked with pain and all kind of agony from, glory to God, the wounds they have received from all the wars and whatever. Some just lives are just hanging in the balance. Others, glory to God, hallelujah, separated from their families through death and just even being missing for those children, for all of those. God, have mercy. God, we are praying. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Praying for deliverance in the name of, praying for the awakening for these people that want to just control people's lives. And they're out there, glory to God, use them as a pawn. Don't even care anything about life. All they want to do is conquer, conquer. Oh, but God, we are praying. Have mercy. Have mercy. God, bless in the name of Jesus. Open up the ears and eyes of those, glory to God, that are walking in darkness and walking, glory, in that manipulating, controlled Jezebel spirit. Oh, God, hallelujah. At the end of the day, we know, glory to God, you're going to have your way. We know you use the enemy sometimes to get whatever's done because doors have been opened because man don't want to hear your voice. But nevertheless, God, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know it's appointed time for everything. We pray, glory to God, that you are blessed and heal and deliver. Even in the midst of the crisis, glory to God, you are a healer and a deliverer. God, I pray you bless and comfort hearts, glory to God, of the pain and agony they're going through for even missing their loved ones. In the name of Jesus. We ask you for restoring too as well. And not only for going at the wars, but even for those, some that's going through the storms, going through the rains, and going through where they got mudslides, and going through where they got the situations where they've had, where they got hurricanes or tornadoes come through in the flooding and all of that, God, and had situations, no place to live or go where they got other things that's been lost and sometimes even family. We're praying, God, have mercy. Even on our streets with all this murdering and killing, when families are losing loved ones, and especially a lot of our youth right now because of all the enemies just got them on a short fuse. All the blood of Jesus, they got lies coming through, and even when they use it through the music, through the computer, through the chat room, through whatever, just a thought from just being evil, even generational curses we cancel now in Jesus. And God awakening, oh, we plead the blood of Jesus got this lying, rebellious, stubborn spirit and the spirit of deceitfulness over the God and the spirit that would call murder in the name of Jesus. Oh, we plead in suicide. We bind you up and loose you from your assignment, Satan, in the name of Jesus, bang, banging and guns, glory to God, mass shooting. Oh, glory to God, we curse and cancel that lying demon and pray, glory to God, that you will loose. Oh, glory to God, them from the towels of the enemy. They got their mind twisted with, glory to God, not receiving the truth, but they will be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Receive truth. Unstop their ears, God. Unstop their ears and take the scales off their eyes. And all, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, that the word can penetrate wherever it may be, whether it's on the TV, whether it's on a track, whether somebody was talking or they overheard a conversation or whether they had a one-on-one or whether they was in church or some they may be a backslider, some they never knew of you but heard of you. Now the voice of the Lord can penetrate those areas in the name of Jesus. Turn their lives around, put people in their pathway, and give them a heart to want to listen and to receive in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even those out there trying to witness to those out there that are ladies of the night or witness to those ones that are drug lords or wherever what's going on the street and those that are out there, runaways, God, we thank you for protecting those people that are out on the street trying to put a word out there to cause people's lives to change. And thank you for the lives that are being changed. And even for us to be bold enough, whether we're riding on the bus or whether we're riding over to God in our vehicles and opportunity present itself or whether we're on the train, the plane, hallelujah, on a ship, or wherever, glory to God, there will opportunity come where we can be a witness. And then other times, and even in our homes, but even if we don't say anything, let our life live. And even on the job, we'll not say anything, but they watch us, glory to God, might be the only Bible we read. What are they seeing? What kind of fruit coming off this tree? It ought not be no fruit cocktail, because there should be no oranges, apples coming off the same tree with plums and grapes and lemons and persimmons. Sometimes you can't tell who is who because of the attitude. Oh, glory out, one on the street, one in the park, one in the marketplace, another person out at church, another person out at the house. Glory out, who are you? Oh, glory to God. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus. Awaken and be aware of our attitude. And it's supposed to be having the attributes of Christ. God, help us to be quickened when we're making mistakes or when we're doing things deliberate. A quickening of conviction that we'll run to the rock that's higher than us and not to be a repeat offender, but also 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us. Those that are standing, all they know to stand. Those, glory to God, our pastors, our leaders, glory to God, the warriors that are praying, the prayer warriors all around the globe. God bless them, strengthen them, encourage them. Bless them, God, to continue to stand. Send help, glory to God, in those places that need help. God, but help us keep our eyes focused on you and pray one for another and reach out and don't shut our vows against our brother for those that are having need. Lord, we thank you today. We glorify you, and we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and do it, your mercy and your grace every day. Thank you for healing us, delivering us, awakening us, and touching our minds that we'll have a mind of Christ. And you said those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. We bless you today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We take authority over Satan, all his cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, whatever things over to God out here, the COVID, anything else that's rising up, anything else that the enemy is doing to try to bring destruction, we curse and cancel. Open our eyes that we will not, glory to God, fall in the same familiar stuff from last year, the year before, the year before. We ought to be not be a people making resolution resonate. We ought to be a prayerful, glory to God, that we will be a transformation, a desire for more of you to be transformed by your word. And that ought to be our desire as believers. So we won't fall into something and fall back in it, glory to God, like those that are out there making those resolutions, thinking that I want to be this for in the next 30 days or the next 6 days of this year. Help us to strive for more of you. And if we strive for more of you and fall in love with you, more of you and what your word is saying and what we need to be transformed in, Oh, God, you are blessed and take care of all the other things that we have desires in, because you said if we delight in you, you'll give us desires of our heart. Delight in you. You'll give us desires. Delight in you. Our way, our will become your will. So whatever we ask and require of you, it'll line up with your word. So we can expect, have the expectation for it to come to pass. Because we'll be seeking you first. We love you today. We appreciate you. We thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, and grace. Thank you again for these people that you have set apart in the earth realm all around the globe, especially this divine connection. Faithful women of go right, man of God, to just stand and go right, bless, even go right the desires of their heart as they delight in you. And God, we are praying even supernatural blessings that they didn't even have no expectation that will be manifest even more this year. Not only this for us, but our seed and our seed as they come in, and even for some things, glory to God, to bring them in as well. God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessings in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prophet, Bird, and also Apostle Burton, God, that you're blessing their endeavors and continue to touch their bodies and keep them as well as everyone on this line, that you are blessed to even come to listen in the name of Jesus. And these women of God, glory to Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, glory to God, Pastor Sims, glory to Pastor Bird, glory to God, Minister Jenkins, where she's there, glory to God. We pray, glory out for Sister Noah. We pray, glory to God, for Sister Laura, Sister Rachel, glory to God. We pray, glory to God, for Mother McCormick. We pray, God, for Pastor BJ. We pray, glory to God, for Brother Black. We pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for even the ones that are cut on to minister the word in the name of Jesus. Those pastors and leaders, glory to God, prophets and prophets, and glory to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you for all that you do. Even the young ones, glory to the evangelists that was coming on. And as you bless and unfold this year, what we're to do and how we're to do, we pray, glory. We pray even for our time of gathering of the eagles. Whatever you desire for us to do, help us to be tuned in and ready, glory to God, to accomplish that mission and assignment. But help us to be faithful in our own homes, hallelujah, even our church homes, as well as this assignment that you've given us with divine connection. God, great is our faithfulness. We bind up accidents right now in every setup that the enemy try to do, whether it be in the home, outside, or whatever this friction that he try to bring on our bodies. We rebuke by them. We are thanking you. We're going to hear miracles about our own bodies as the people we stand in the gap for. The this over to God is loose from our bodies. Healing here, deliverance there. Oh, even things that the doctor has said, even things that have been there for a long time. All of a sudden, God bless and move. If we stay faithful and doing what you call us to do, you're going to take care of us, because you've not forgotten our labor of love. In the name of Jesus, I love you. I appreciate you. And I adore you. I glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name, we bind up the works of the enemy and any transferring spirits. We bind you too in Jesus' name and loose you from your assignment. Call our joy, peace, and strength and courage, encouragement, glory to God, blessings of the Lord, glory to God, and even in our finances. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. At this time, we're going to receive, glory to God, Mother Alexander, glory to God, and then we'll have Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, my God, and Mother, let me switch something a little bit because Pastor Bird is on. Mother McCormick, I'm going to push you back a little bit and let Mother Pastor Bird, so that way just in case she got to exit, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I should ask her, does she have a word before we, Pastor Bird, you have anything you have to say before we start the prayer? Oh, so she didn't say anything at the
no.
time. Okay, then praise God.
I don't have anything.
Okay, right after Mother Willette, then you can go pray, and then it'll be Mother McCormick, and then we'll have praise God, Pastor Sims, and then Laura. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, receive Mother Alexander. Okay, Mother Alexander, phone myself. Let me go ahead and move it again.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Then. All right, it came up on a different time, a different section, but okay, go ahead.
Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and mercy in our lives, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in the word, Lord God, that you sees all things. Nothing is escape from you, Lord God. And, Lord, we're asking you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, to watch over our sons and daughters, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's only you can keep shelters around them, Lord God. We know that you sent in the word, Heavenly Father, if we pray. So, Lord, we're praying for our sons and daughters, our grands and our great-grands. Continue to keep them, Lord God. Keep our hedge around them, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bind up the works of the enemy that come against the young people today, Lord God. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We command that false spirit to loose the mind of the young people today, Lord God. So much situation is going on with them today, Lord God. But we know, Father God, you tell us if we pray. No matter what goes on, if we pray, I know your promises is real, Heavenly Father. For we stand in the gap for our grands and even those that not grands, Lord, not our grand, we still praying for them too, Lord God. Because, Lord, we know that your word tells us if we pray. There's so much things going on out there. So, Lord God, we are asking you in the mighty name of Jesus to keep our heads around them, Lord. We bind the works of the enemy that come against the mind, Father God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, keep our heads around these young people, Lord. Oh, God, so much is going on. But we know you see it all, Heavenly Father. We know nothing escape you, Lord God. So we are asking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, just keep our heads around these young people, Lord. For, Lord God, your promise tells us if we pray. So we know prayer is the key for all things. We thank you for being so good to us all, Heavenly Father. Thank you for putting shelter over our heads, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the clothes on our back, the shoes on our feet, food on our tables, Lord. Shelter over our head, Lord, because some people out there don't have no shelter, Lord. And we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy, Lord Jesus, because we know that your word said, Lord, if we cry out to you, you always have the answer, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I know that you're a God that hears every prayer. You hear us when we cry out to you, Lord God. Nothing escape you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for my sister today, Lord God. My sister Smith, Lord God. Lord, you know our heart desire, Father God. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. We know you said, Lord God, ask. Ask and believe when we ask you receive. Well, Lord, we believe in, Lord, that you's going to grant it, Heavenly Father. We believe in Heavenly Father because, Lord, we know what our desire is. We know what she's asking for, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on our sisters, Lord. Have mercy, Lord God. And not just you alone, Lord God. We have our sister Theodora out there, Lord, Sister Cece, Lord God. Father God, have mercy, Lord Jesus. You know what's going on, Father God, but we know you is a deliverer, Lord God, and we know you is a healer. So we thanking you, Lord God, to have mercy on our sisters, Lord. Have mercy on them, Father God. Oh, God, you said in the word, pray for those that is in authority, Lord. We pray for pastors, Lord God. Strengthen them, Heavenly Father. We know that your word tell us, Lord. Pray for those that is in authority. And, Lord God, we thanking you, Lord God, for touching the body, Lord. Oh, God, there's so much going on with our pastors today, Lord God. But we know you is a healer, Lord God. We know you can change things, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we're asking you, Lord God, to have mercy on our pastors, Lord. We bind up the works of the enemy that come against them in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Lord, your word tell us, Lord God, that by your stripes, healing is ours. We are healed. Your word tell us in Exodus, Lord God, you said, if we pray, Lord God. You said prayer is the key. You tell us in your word, Lord God, come boldly to the throne of grace. So we know that you answer prayer, Heavenly Father. We know that you're a God that hears everything. And, Lord, we come this morning, this evening, Lord God, just crying out to you for these sisters, Lord God. Crying out to you, Lord God, to touch, Lord God. Touch their body, Lord God. We know that you're a healer, Lord. No disease is more powerful than you, Lord God. You can fix it, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to take away pains from them today, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for making a way for them, Father God, because we know you hear cries, Lord God. You hear our forefather cries, Lord God. We know you can hear us too, Lord God. And Lord, we're standing in the gap for our sisters. Have mercy, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good, Lord God. We pray for our president, Lord. Father God, you strengthen him, Lord God. We know that nothing is too hard for you to do. And Lord, we're asking you, Lord God, extra strength in his body, Lord. Renew, Lord God. And not only him alone and praying for Lord, but we pray for our vice president also, Lord. Father God, you see it all, Heavenly Father. We don't have to tell you, Lord God, because you see everything, you know everything before it even happened. But we're standing in the gap for them, Lord God, and praying for them, Lord God, interceding for them, Lord God, because in the name of Jesus, Father, you tell us to pray for one another. So we know that you hear us, Lord God, and you know the hearts of every one of us, Lord. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for providing for us all, Heavenly Father, because it's not been for you, Heavenly Father. Where would we be? We thank you for your mercy and your grace in our life, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening us, Lord God. We thank you for taking away sickness from the midst of us, Father God, because we know you is a God that hear cry, Lord God. And we know nothing is too hard that you cannot fix. Nothing is too weighed down that you cannot bring up. We know you is a God that can do it all. So we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to have mercy on our sisters that are going through trials right now, Lord God. Have mercy, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord God. We pray for those out there in the street today, Lord God, that they just don't have no way to go, Lord God. Have mercy on them too, Lord God. And Lord, touch their mind, Heavenly Father. Touch their mind, Lord God, that they will think about the goodness of the Lord. Think about how you brought them through things before, Lord God. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on these sisters in the street, Lord God. Because we know, Lord, that your promises tell us, pray for one another. So we know you answer our prayers, Lord God. We know you're going to bring a change in the heart somehow, Father God. I believe you're going to change things, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your mercy in our life. Thank you, Lord, for how you keep a shelter over some of them heads out there, Lord God. Because, Lord, we know that your word tells us, Lord God, you never forsake us. So no matter what's going on out there, we know, Lord God, that you've seen it and you have already provided a way for them, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way, Lord God. Father, we ask you this night, Lord God, to bring a change in their life, Lord. Bring a change, Lord God, for you said in your word, if we pray, Lord God, pray for one another. And Lord, I thank you for being so good to us all, Lord God. I thank you for opening doors where men close, Lord God. I thank you that nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord. Lord God, touch the mind of some of these sisters too, Lord God. Touch the mind, Lord God. The enemy come against the mind, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to just strengthen those minds, Lord God. Bring them back to who they really are, Lord God. Knowing that you had them a sound mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on some of our sisters that are going through these things, Lord God. Have mercy, Heavenly Father. But Lord God, your word is what we're standing on. And it hates us to see our sisters in this situation, Lord. Father God, have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord God. Renew their mind, Father. Renew their mind. These things I ask of you, Lord God. For your word said, Lord God, ask. And you tell us, Lord, to pray for one another. Continue to strengthen our paths of the prayer line, Lord God. Oh, God, keep us strong, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless our Lord, whatever our need is, Lord God. We know that you can do it, brother, and we know you will, Lord God. Open doors, Lord God, for it's only you can give the real Only you can give her these things, Lord God. Only you can make it possible, Lord God. You see our desire, Lord God. Open the doors for her, Lord God. For, Lord, your word tell us, Lord God. Ask. Nothing is impossible with you. So we can ask for anything our heart desire, Lord God. We can ask. But, Lord God, your promise tell us, know who we are. And we can ask you, Lord. Transportation you provided. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. We know you can do it, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we know you can renew mind. The same way you create our body, you can renew, Lord God. We pray for Brother Black and his body, Lord God. We know you can renew, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you, Heavenly Father. He just believed by faith that whatever we ask, you hear us, Lord. Because you said you give us a desire for our hearts. And, Lord, we are standing on those promises. We're standing on the word. Pray for all my sisters on the prayer line. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that each and every one of them continue to stand faithful, regardless what come, Lord. Stand on the promises of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me get a little piece of this. You ought to call him by his name, and I'll get into prayer, praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to call him by his name.
Amen.
You ought to call him by his name. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. Jesus, you ought to call him by his name in the morning, call him by his name in the morning, call him by his name. His name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you ought to call him by his name in the evening, in the noonday, in the nighttime, call him by his name. His name is Jesus. Glory be to God. Heavenly Father, we just humbly come before your presence, Lord God, as humble as we know how. We thank you for another day's journey. We thank you, Lord God, for being in a sound mind, Lord God, for giving us strength, Lord God, to go, hallelujah, in this journey of life in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you for who you are. You are a good God, a merciful God, a loving God. You are for us, and I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, the power at the name of Jesus. Glory to God at the name of Jesus, the authority, the anointing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you've allowed us to become a part of your family, Lord God. And therefore, you've given us authority, glory be to God, as children of God, as heirs of God, and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, that you care so much about us. You cared so much about us that you spared not your only begotten Son, but you allowed him to lay his life down, to go through a horrible crucified death and rise on the third day, that we might, hallelujah, live life to the full. And we thank you and we agree with your word. And, Lord God, we appreciate you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. And we're not going to be focused on the problem, the issues. We're not sticking our heads in the sand. But, God, we're focused on who you are, the almighty God, all-powerful God, the good God, hallelujah. And the teacher, the praise God, has been allowing us to come and bring messages on your love and your grace and your mercy. Oh, glory be to God. Give us and put us in remembrance of just who you are, because you are love. Hallelujah. The scripture says God is love. Glory be to God. And had it not been for your grace, that unmerited favor, I heard another definition by Sister Alexander last evening. It was beautiful. Selfless, praise God. That unmerited favor, God, I thank you for your grace. And then that mercy that you revealed to me, mercy is getting stuff done for us that we have no idea about, but your mercy is getting it done. Not just new mercies every day, but mercy that brings about, hallelujah, things that we stand in need of that we don't even know, hallelujah, but you're working it out and you're getting it done on our behalf. Why? Because you're our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, glory be to God, and you are a good Father, and you want us to, Lord God, hallelujah, have the best that life can offer. Yes, there's challenges in life, but God, we're not on this journey alone, for you are right there with us, hallelujah. That's why you sent a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be in us and with us, hallelujah, and to remind us of who we are. Glory be to God, and that we can say something about situations when we don't like it, how it looks, in Jesus' name. And God, we know you're in control. Glory be to God. Last time I checked, hallelujah, you're still in charge of my life, hallelujah. And I thank you for the born-again servants of the living God. I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, hallelujah, are working situations out for us. Thank you so much. Father, I first touch and agree with my sisters that have already gone ahead of me and prayed the prayers of faith. They're trusting you. I trust you too, glory be to God. We can take you at your word. You're not, Lord God, flim-flam. You're not like, Lord God, writing a check and then it bounced. You, when you say something, it is so. Glory, yes, glory be to God. It is so, glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord God. I thank you so much that you care so much about us, Lord God. Yes, the enemy may be trying to pop up his head, but we have a right to say no to the devil, glory be to God. Didn't your word teach us to surrender to the Lord, submit to God, resist the enemy, and he has to flee. He has to obey your word. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power of your word. Father God, I thank you for the sisters, Lord God, that lifted up prayer and I touch and agree with them because you said in Matthew 18, hallelujah, glory be to God, when two or three touch and agree with anything here on earth, Lord God, you're going to be in the midst to make sure that it takes place. Glory be to God and that it's granted in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You said what we bind here on earth, you're binding in heaven. Oh, glory be to God. And I pray just as you lift the standard against the enemy in the past, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you continue to lift the standard against the wiles of the enemy in Christ Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord God, for the authority that you've given us. So I touch and agree, Lord God, especially with those, Lord God, that was interceded. I remember Pastor BJ lifted, I think, everybody's name that may be on this prayer line. And I thank you and touch and agree with her, Lord God. And I pray, dear God in heaven, that you, Lord God, do for each representative that she lifted up. I pray that you meet their needs and their family needs. If there's somebody in the family that's not saved, God, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus rescue that soul from the clutches of the evil one and save their life in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, for the needs to be met, nothing missing, nothing broken in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. We touch and agree with Sister Alexander's prayers and those that she lifted up. Our dear sister, your servant, your daughter, Sister Jeanette, Sister Cece, Lord God, the pastors in Christ Jesus' name, all of those, Lord God, dear God, we realize that the enemy is fighting overtime, but God, I pray, hallelujah, what you said in 1 Thessalonians, glory be to God, hallelujah, that it's a righteous thing for you to recompense, that means to pay back. Hallelujah, those that trouble us. And we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so it's really the evil one, the dark one, the Satan that's wrestling and fighting against your people, Lord God. So we pray that you pay them back. Oh, glory be to God in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, because you said in Matthew 7:7, ask, and it will be given you. So I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that you loose people from the demon of deception, the demon of afflictions, Lord God. Anything that's getting in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, we pray, God, that people are loose from them and those spirits be cast back to the pit from which they come and be bound there until Jesus comes and reconcile every last one with judgment for what they have done against your people and against, Lord God, what you did and what you counted was good in Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray, hallelujah, for your grace and mercy this evening. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that we just learn to receive. You said you've given us, hallelujah, that which pertains to life and godliness. And Lord God, and Jesus said, I came that you might have life to the full. May we be in agreement with your word and begin to live life to the full. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, that songwriter said, all my life you have been faithful. I'm in agreement with the song, dear God. Hallelujah. Then Lauren Daigle saying, I will trust in you. Yes, I'll trust in you. I don't know what people are going to do, Lord God. I suppose many will fall by the wayside if they don't have relationship with you and they don't trust you and take you at your word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I thank you for the power of your word, hallelujah, where Jesus told us in Mark 11, praise God, to have faith. Have faith in God and then speak to the situation, speak to the mountain and say, uproot yourself and be cast yourself into the sea. And not doubt in your heart, and that mountain has to uproot itself and be cast in the sea. Somebody said, Sister Willie, are you for real? Yes, I am. That's what God's word says. He said, whatsoever you say, believing that you receive, you have what you ask. You can have what you ask if you pray believing and pray, hallelujah, glory be to God, knowing that God can and will do in Jesus' name. If it's his divine will, purpose, I like in 1 John, praise God, 5th chapter, he says, hallelujah, when you pray to God, he hears you. And if you know he hears you, then you can be in advance, begin to thank God, hallelujah, for answering your prayers, basically. Praise God, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, if he hears you, then you know you have the petition which you ask of him when you ask in accordance with his will for your life. Somebody says, what's his will? What's God's will for my life? His word. If he said you shall live and not die, take him at his word. God, I thank you. I shall live and not die. I shall not leave here ahead of time. The devil is a liar. I cancel every assignment, every plot, every trap, every scheme that the enemy may be trying to devise. I render it null by the authority of the living God. God spoke and said, let there be light, and we still getting light. And you are a child of God, hallelujah, heir of the God, hallelujah, and a joint heir with Christ. You can say some things too. The scripture said, call those things that be not as though they are. When you believe, hallelujah, you watch and see, won't God perform it. He's not a liar, glory be to God, hallelujah. He's able to do exceeding abundant above what we ask or think. And I've known him to be in many of the testimonies he'd let me see, praise God. He always does above what we ask. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you for loving us and being on our side. And I pray for our families, Lord God, special prayers. I like to pray special prayers for those who are caretakers of those, Lord God, who can't do for themselves, those that are paraplegics. They may not be paraplegics, but they're in a fix and they can't do for themselves. So I pray for them, but I pray for our families, Lord God. Those who may have family members, Lord God, that are not where they ought to be, and they could be doing better, but they need to trust you. So I pray, God, that you, Lord God, visit with them. And, Lord God, let them know how much you love them so much. You're not, praise God, a respecter of persons, and you care just as much about them as you care for the person that's been going to church for 60, 70 years, glory be to God. hallelujah, and you want them to live and not to die and be separated. And, Lord God, you want us to know that hell is real. Jesus said it himself. It's a place where the fire will not be quenched and the worms will not die. Why in the world will someone want to go to that place? So we pray for those loved ones of our families, Lord God, that are not yet where they ought to be at in Christ Jesus. We pray for the body of Christ, the leadership in the body of Christ, the apostles and the prophets, Lord God, the evangelists, the pastors, Lord God. Lord God, some are going through, but we pray for them. We pray for your teachers. We pray for every lay member, every administrator, every ministry of helps, our missionaries. Lord God, our persecuted Christians, we pray for them, and we pray that you will deliver them and meet their needs in a special way. In Christ Jesus' name, we ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you remember our leaders. We pray for counselors, good counselors. I pray a special prayer for those that work in health care and medical facilities, even the hospice facility where our girlfriend, Miss Jeanette, has gone to. We pray, God, that they'll treat people in these facilities, will treat people like royalty, and they'll begin to treat them so good that they'll want to go there and get help if they need it in Jesus' name. And we pray that patients, Lord God, will be trusting you wherever they find themselves. Because sometimes we don't know what's going to happen from one day to the other. We don't know what challenges we may face, but we know that we can continue to trust you and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you direct our path, Father God. But more than that, you will be with us even though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You are right there with us to bring us through it. Glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're doing. I thank you for saving the lost. Hallelujah. Healing the sick. Lord God, opening the eyes of the blind. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you help someone open up that ear. They have had trouble hearing. I pray that you open up, loosen their, Lord God, their audio capability and their hearing and let them begin to hear again. Open up their eyes where they've had trouble with degenerative eye disease. And I pray that you heal that condition. I pray, Father, that you touch those arthritic conditions in their knees or their shoulders or elbows, wherever the pain is, Father God. We ask for divine deliverance in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24. Psalms 30 and verse 2, where we cry out to you, dear God, and you healed in Jesus' name. Father, I pray now, hallelujah, that you have mercy and help all of us. Bless your dear people that's on this line. I pray for those who may not say a word, those that have been bereaved. I pray, God, that you will release such a comfort, such a peace in Christ Jesus' name. Have mercy. Father, I love you, and I appreciate you loving us so much. I appreciate your great mercy that's doing things that we have not even thought about. And I thank you for your grace, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would give his life so that we could live. Have mercy on us and help us all in Jesus' name. Continue to minister, Lord God, everything that Pastor BJ needs, meet that need. Remember your apostle, Lord God. Remember Prophet Bird and your preachers that's on this line. Every person, I'm not going to recall everybody's name, but God, I pray that you meet that need. I pray for my neighbors. I pray for America. I pray for people everywhere that we will come out of darkness and come to you while we have, Lord God, the warm blood running through our veins and of a sound mind. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. I love you, Lord, and I thank you that you love us and that you are for us. Bless your people on tonight and always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're a good, good Father. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And you're in love with me. Hallelujah. You're a good, good Father. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I'm in love with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're a good, good Father. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in love with you. Hey, you are good, good Father. And you're in love with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you today. We praise you. You are a good, good Father. And you love us so much. And we thank you for it, Father. If we had 100 tongues, we could not thank you enough for what you've done. And God, we wait in anticipation for what you are about to do. You are a good, good Father. And you've been so good to us, dear God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God, sound mind, body, and soul, able to move our bodies, able, Father God, to take care of our personal needs, able, Father God, to have a sound mind, Father God. And sometimes we take those things for granted. But God, as I watch my sister in these months this past, Father God, and as she is losing her mobility, and I'm just so grateful. We got so much to be thankful for, dear God. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that we not take it for granted, God. We know it's because of your love, your mercy, and your grace upon us, Father God, that we are still able to move and to have our being, and most of all, God, to have that sound mind. And help us, Father God, that we keep our mind on the things that's above. Stop worrying about all this little foolish stuff that's around us, Father God. You promised that you would take care of us. You promised us, God, that you would watch over us. You said no weapons formed against us shall prosper. God, we know that they're prospering every day. The enemy gonna come in like a flood. But we thank you, Father God, that you're gonna take care of your own. We can trust you. We can take off a bow in you. We can rest in you, Father God, because you care for us. And we just give your name praise tonight. For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, God, sometimes you have to lead us in those places where we just need to rest from all the trials and tribulations of this world, Father God. Sometimes you just have to cause us to lay down, Father God, and rest our minds, Father, from everything that's going on around us so that we can focus on you and your goodness, dear God. So, God, we just praise you today. We honor you, and we thank you for loving us, saving us, keeping us, watching over us, protecting us. God, we thank you, Father God, that every need we have is met in you, Father God. We can trust you with every need. If we are sick, you are our healer, dear God. If we are without God, you are the one that will give us everything we need. If we're in perilous places, Father God, you are the protector. So, Father God, we depend totally on you this day, because you are everything we need and more. God, we know that in this world, trials and tribulations are going to come. But, Father God, we thank you that you've already made the path straight for us. You've already gone through before us, God, and made every crooked way straight. So, Father God, we just bless your name today, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I do thank you for all the prayer warriors that's on this phone tonight. I thank you that every need they have is met. I thank you that they walk in good health. I thank you, God, that their children, Father God, hallelujah, will rise up to be those trees of righteousness even as they pray. I don't care even what it looks like now, God. We're going to stand on your word because your word is truth. And, God, if they continue just to pray and let you have them, God, you know all about them because you are the creator of all things. You are Elohim. You created us in your image and in your likeness. God, I pray that they just give those kids over to you because you know how they are made in the inside and out, dear God. So I pray for the children of the prayer warriors on this phone tonight, dear God, in Jesus' name. And I come in agreement with every prayer that's already been prayed, Father God, that when we come together as one, we can ask anything of you, and it will be done. So, Father God, we just praise and honor you tonight now in the name of Jesus. God, you know that we're living in perilous times. But, God, we know that we get the victory through you. Even though when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, we know that you're going to raise up a standard. But sometimes, God, in this life, we feel like we're in a flood, or we're going through a flood, or we're just coming out. But we know that you got us, dear God. So, God, we just thank you, and we ask that through these trials and tribulations that you continue to be our protector, that you continue to lead us through, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we cast every care and concern upon you because you care for us. And, God, we just thank you again for our families. God, I lift up my niece, Brittany, to you tonight. God, she's going through some things physically and mentally. God, I ask that you touch her mind. I ask that you give her strength even as she's dealing with these four babies, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you strengthen her in this time. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you let her know that she's not alone, that she got a family that love her, dear God. And I pray that you would give her wisdom and show her how to go in and how to go out. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, even while her husband is away, that you give her that strength to deal with those four babies that you've entrusted to her, dear God, in Jesus' name. And God, you know that she has this hatred in her heart for one of those babies' father. I pray that she releases him, that she give him to you so that she will be at peace and rest in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her and protect her now, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you today for all that you've done and that you're doing. And we pray for America, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We know that these elections are going on. And, God, sometimes we don't know whether to look to the left or right. Now we're just in a place, God, where you don't know whether to go to the left or to the right. But, God, we don't trust in men. We trust in you. We're believing that you're going to put the right person in the name of Jesus. And even if the person get in that we don't want in, we still know that you got us. And that you are our helper, you are our protector, you are the one, Father God, that's going to carry us through. We put our trust in you and not in man. So, Father God, we just lift up America now to you, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus for wisdom for those folks, God, that you have in high places, starting with the president and his cabin and all the way down, God. Give them wisdom. Show them how to go in and how to go out in the precious name of Jesus. We're praying for godly men and women, God, to be in those high places so that they will consult you and make godly decisions in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father God, we do pray now because you said in the last days there will be rumors of war and wars, Father God. So help us not to be discouraged, but we are praying for the safety of Israel now, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying that you continue to watch them, Father God. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you give them strategies, you give them wisdom, you show them how to go in and how to go out. God, we are praying for revival all over this land, Father God, that the eyes of the men and women would be open, Father God, that they would come in the fold. God, we are praying, Father God, that they will get saved in the name of Jesus and know that Jesus is the Lord. You're the only way. God, we can't go to the left or to the right. That road that you have for those that love you is straight and narrow. So we are praying now, God, for a revival. We are praying for a renewal. And we most of all, again, God, we are praying for those men and women that you have placed over your churches everywhere, God, that they will be wise, that they will have wisdom, and that this temptation that's coming against them, Father God, we stand with them and say no weapons formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus, so that they're able to stand and get the truth to the men and women of this country, God, that they would not be that falling away from the truth of the gospel, not this late in the game, Father God. So, God, we're asking you just to protect them, put a hedge of protection around them, and most of all, Father God, help them to look to the hill from which cometh their help, and know that the help cometh from you, Father God. As you said, money, the love of money was the root of all evil. And we know that money, that demonic demon, that foul spirit, Father God, of money, are causing people to go to the left, calling people to go everywhere but coming to you. So, God, we're asking that you strengthen them. We're asking that you protect them. And we are praying, God, that they'll be able to stand in these last days in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just thank you again for your provision. We thank you for how you're providing for us. God, help us not to be alarmed with the high cost of everything, but help us to know that you got us. And regardless of what we got, it's going to be more than enough. So we are thanking you, Father God, that there's nothing broken and nothing missing in our lives, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you again for keeping us healed and whole, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we are able, God, to continue this race with strength. And we believe you, Father God, that in the last days you're going to raise up that remnant, that we believe that we're part of it, God, that we'll be able to reach many with the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. So, Father God, we do praise and honor you, thanking you again for everybody on this line, thanking you for them and their families and Pastor BJ and her family, God, in the name of Jesus, every need being met. We thank you for hearing us, God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We call those things that be not as if we were. We say that the sick will be healed. We say that the poor will be restored, Father God. We say that minds will be clear now in Jesus' name. God, we say that you are a way maker. You're going to make a way for all of us. So, Father, we honor you tonight. We love you because you first loved us. And help us, Father God, not dragged it by everything around us, but to keep our eyes on the author and the finisher of all faith. We love you, we praise you, we worship and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that has already prayed right now, Father. God, we ask you to look down on Pastor Hubble, God, and Prophet Bird, God, we pray for them and all the other prayer warriors and apostles. Lord God, we ask you to touch right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to forgive us, Father, for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. God, we realize that you are a healer. You are a deliverer, God. You see what we stand in the need of, God. You know what we need before we even ask you. So, God, we just come boldly to the throne this afternoon, just calling on your name, Lord God, because we know that your name is a strong tower and the righteous really just safe. And there's no other name given whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the strength that you give us to get up this morning, to be able to bathe ourselves, to have that clean water, to be able, Lord God, to bathe ourselves and be able to have the clean water to drink, the clean water to cook our food or whatever way that we need to use water. We thank you for it because we realize so many places don't have that water. But we just pray, Lord God, that wells will be dug, that people begin to have that water coming out of that dirt. Because we know, God, that you made all things. You made all things. And so, God, we know, like our sister just said, the word of God tells us to ask. And so we asking you, Lord God, and we asking for that situation where maybe someone else is not even thinking about, you know, to ask and not realizing that they can ask and that the word of God is letting us know that whatsoever thing we pray, believing, we shall receive it. So, God, we realize sometimes people walk around and they don't realize that they can have some of the things that they desire to have. They don't have to be just going, doing from one way to the other or liking it in a way. And God is able to, he's that kind of God that he'll help us. He'll open that door when it looks like the door can't be opened. And he'll make a way when it seems like the way can't be made. So we thank you, Lord God. We give it glory and honor for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed that sin's blood back on Calvary Cross. He didn't have to do it, but he looked beyond our fault, and he saw our need. So, God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you so much for everything that you're doing in your people's lives, how you're stirring up minds and how you're touching people and let them see that they can be different. And, God, we pray that you'll just pour the blinders off of people's eyes and let them know, God, that there is a better way of life, that they don't have to walk in the way or in the wrong way. They can make a change in their life. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for when those thoughts come in people's mind, they can learn how to, what the word of God said in 2 Corinthians in chapter 10 and 4 and 5 said, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of those strongholds, letting us know that we can cast down those imaginations and those high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bringing us to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we can cast down those thoughts that try to come to your mind because we realize they do come. And we have to learn this and know that those thoughts come, and when they come, we got to cast them down. So, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we will learn how to use your word because you sent your word to heal your people. And so, God, we can use your word. We can be able to stand on what the word of God is saying. And when everything else is going down, everything is going down but the word of God. The word of God is everything that we need. We need that word a day and time like this. We need to live and to walk by faith and not by sight. We realize that Heaven and Father have brought us from a mighty long way. And if we don't open up our eyes, if God don't open up our eyes won't be open on today. So, Father God, we thank you on tonight, Lord, because you always told us, God, you told us in your word, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for your yoke is easy and the burden is light. Let us know we don't have to walk around feeling down and out. We don't have to walk around and being burdened out. We can cast those cares on you because you care for us. God, we thank you, Lord God. You told us to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, help us to learn how to stand boldly in this world today, God, because there's so much things going on in the world. Help us not to put down. Help us to keep the peace, that peace that passes all understanding. Help us when trouble comes in our lives. Help us to realize, God, that trouble don't last always. We can always depend on you, Lord God. Like the song said in Psalm 137 and 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hands against the wrath of my enemy, and your right hand will save me. So, God, as I walk through trouble, God, I believe, God, that you are right there beside me. You said in your word, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. And that's enough to walk on right there. That's enough for the believe on that I know my Savior is right beside me, that he would never leave me nor forsake me. Whatever he promised to do for me, he's a God that can and won't lie. So I'm so glad that I know know who I am, in Christ Jesus today. I'm so glad that I met a sister on the line. Mother Alexander will always tell us, know who we are in Christ. I'm so glad that I met my sister Hubba on tonight. I'm so glad that I met Sister Willette. I'm so glad that I met a prophet Bird on tonight, and all other the sisters that's on this line, and Brother Black, and my niece Lori and Rucha, and Pastor Stem. I'm so glad that I met these women of God that stand on the word, that will help. We help one another come up when we fall down. We help one another come up. I'm so glad that we can be like the word of God said in Matthew 18:20. He said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, that I am in the midst of thee. I am so glad that I know that he is in the midst of us all tonight. When we are down and when trouble comes in our life, we can always call one another, and God will intervene with us. They will intervene with us, and we can be able to tear down these old strongholds where the enemy is trying to fight with the saints of God. We can bind up that devil and tell him he got to flee. He got to go back to the pits where he comes from. He has no authority over the things that we are going through, because we're going to make it through Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So, God, we thank you. We pray on tonight, God, for the sick and afflicted everywhere. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on those that are sick in our body tonight. So we, the Lord God, is struggling and going through sickness in their body. But we know what the word of God tells us. He said, by the stripes that we are already healed. We are the people trying to get healed. We are already healed. 2,000 years ago, you've done that for us. It's already a done deal. It's already done. It's already finished. He already worked that situation out. And so, God, I thank you, Lord God, because you told us also in your word, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us. There are some things that we need, and God will add it to us if it's what he wants us to have. So, God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We pray right now, Lord God, for those that don't have heat. Maybe somebody don't have no heat in their house tonight. Maybe somebody don't have, maybe somebody walking on the street, Lord God, that don't have a coat to work. God, we pray for them right now. Maybe it's somebody, Lord God, that's on the ship on tonight. And, Lord God, even though they being on the ship, they may not have a warm coat to be covered up in, or no blanket to put on their body, laying on the ship, maybe on a job, maybe it's a job they're working on. God, we pray, Lord God, for people like this. So many little things that goes on in this world that sometimes we might not think about looking at or realize that God knows everything, and he wants us to pray for these situations, that people could be able, Lord God, to come out of some situations, because there's so many things that happen in the world, but God knows it all. He knows what we need before we even ask, but he said ask. He tells us to ask. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We pray for those that's on trains on tonight, those that's on buses tonight, those that's in cars and trucks. God, we pray, Lord God, for those that's on a boat, God. Pray for them all, God. We pray, Lord God, for the doctors and the nurses on tonight, those that's in these places, Lord God. We ask you to look down on them tonight, Lord, that they would be able, Lord God, to do the right thing when people go to the doctor, that they will have the right medication, that they won't give people the wrong medication when they go, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those kind of situations. And we pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ as a whole. Help us all, God, to come together and have love for one another. Help us to see our fault, Lord God. Help us to have confidence in you and not confidence in man. Help us to have our eyes focused on you, Lord, not looking to the left or right, but calling on your name, Lord God, because we know, God, that you see and you know all things. We love you all tonight. We appreciate what you're doing. And we know, God, that we can't make this journey down here by ourselves. If you don't help us, God, we cannot make it. So we pray for the world as a whole, God. And we pray for those that's going through our problems with their blood pressure tonight. We ask you to look on that blood pressure. Bring it down normal like it's supposed to be. We ask you to look on those that's going through kidney problems. We know you know all about it. You know how to give them that kidney. the one that they need, God, in your name, God. Those that are going through arthritis, Lord God. Oh, God, we just pray right now that all the good God to flee off of them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those that are going through diabetes. Lord, touch their body right now in the name of Jesus. Heart problem, Lord God. Maybe liver problem or a cancer, Lord God. There's nothing too hard that you can't do for your people, Lord God, because you made us, God. You know all about us. You know what we need before we ask you. So, God, we just thank you, Lord. There's so many sickness, Lord God, and you already done it all. You already done it 2,000 years ago. And so we give glory and honor to you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. And we realize the word of God tell us that let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we will reap if we faint not. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing. We pray for my family tonight. We ask you to touch each and every one of my family, my children, my granddaughter. We ask you to look on them all, God. Help us all to be able to love one another, have love for one another, even my enemy, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to keep our eyes focused and have a mind to want to do right, want to help one another, want to learn how to forgive and forget. Help us in these areas that we fall in sometimes, that we go short at. Help us, Lord, in all these ways that we do, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, and you told us in Psalm 37:5, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Help us to trust in you, Lord. Help us to trust, like my sister always say, help us to trust you when we can't trust you. And we thank you for it right now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we lift you up and we thank you, we praise you, we give you honor, Father, even to come on tonight to offer a prayer, and to listen to all of my sisters and maybe my brother that's going to pray or have prayed, Father. It's just such a blessing to hear the words coming from these prayer warriors' lips and all of the good things that have come about because of this prayer line. So we give honor to the head of this prayer line and to everyone that's associated with it, Father, that we'll continue to live for you and to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And you said all other things will be added unto us. So we praise you, Lord God, and we ask you, Father, to give us wisdom and discernment. The world is so tipsy-toppy, and everything is rolling, it seems, in the wrong direction. But we have the answer, and it's the answer in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father, we give you honor and glory. We ask, Father God, that you help us to be like the men of Issachar, that we understand the times that we're living in, Father. And you give us wisdom on how to deal with these times. We know, Father God, that so many times we try to make our own decisions. We make our own life, and we say what we want. But, Father, please lead and guide and direct us in the right way and help us to be recipients of your grace, Father, that has been all offered and given to us, Father. We love you and we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you because you are Almighty God. And Father, I come this evening with some prayer requests already, and I'd like to ask my sister and my brother to pray with me concerning some of these things that is just continuously going. But we know you said you are a healer and we are already healed. Father, we have my sister Andrea who is contemplating heart surgery, needs a heart surgery, and it's her decision whether she'll have it or not. I have a brother, Mike, who's been in the hospital last week, falling out on the floor, no appetite, don't want to eat or drink, no reason why, but Father, you are Almighty God and you know. A cousin, Alma, who lost her appetite, losing weight, hair falling out, all of that, on medication, and have kidney ailments. And I have a friend's daughter who in Charlotte She had kidney surgery on the 15th. They had to go through her back. She's a quadriplegic. And her blood pressure and things are not easily regulated. She's having times with that. And her mom and her dad are her caregivers. And they're celebrating their 59th anniversary, Father God, today. And we thank you, Father, for keeping them together and helping them to be so loving and kind toward their daughter that they would give up their lives to take and to do what she needs doing. And, Father, I also would like to pray for abused children and adults all over the land and country. You hear about abused children and the abuse of the elderly. Anybody, Father, that's being abused, if you would just let them know that, expose the person that's doing it and let them know that you're on their side and you're with them and you're in them. Help us, Father, like the men of Issachar, to understand the times that we're living in and not be taken aback or thrown by all of what's going on, Father. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. We pray for Israel, Lord God. A lot of my sisters that have prayed all have already prayed for it, but I pray and ask you, Lord God, to bless, continue to bless Israel, because it is blessed because you said it's blessed. And if you hear the stats on it, that little small area of land and the way God has blessed it, you know for yourself that God is who he say he is. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We pray for mankind everywhere and also every family that's represented on this line, every family far and wide, Lord God, that they would be a witness after coming to you, because you said, come to me and I will give you rest. Father, we need rest in this nation. We pray for the political arena all over the world, Father, that they would hear what your word says and be moved according to the scripture. Lord, we love you and we praise you, Father. We give you honor and glory. And for the elderly people that live alone, and men and women, and they're being abused a lot of times because people just think older people have money, Father. But that's not necessarily so. But all of us are wealthy when, hallelujah, when you can get up out of your bed and you can cook your own little breakfast or your whatever, and you can do for yourself. That's wealthy. That's a form of wealth. Father, we love you. We give you honor and we give you glory. Pray that you continue to bless this land, that it will be a blessing to many, many more people. We ask these blessings in the strong, powerful, in mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
After Laura, if she's still there, then Evangelist Jenkins, then we're going to take those prayer requests, and we will be praying on Pastor Sims.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give your name the glory and the honor, Father. Yes, to your will and to your way, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I humble myself before you, Father, asking you to please forgive me for all my sins, omission, commission sins, every idle word, every thought not pleasing in your sight, Father. And Father, I come and agree with every prayer that's been prayed already, Father. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor, Father God. Father, I lift your people's marriages up to you, Father. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to put love into the loveless marriages, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let them come closer, Lord God. As they come closer to you, let them come closer together, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for going to people in the nursing homes, Lord God, in the prisons, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to keep the homeless covered with your blood, God. Supply to every need, God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. Father, I ask you to open up the windows of heaven, pour out many blessings that your people will have room enough to receive, Father. And Father, I lift everybody else that's prayer line, Father. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to heal, deliver, and set free, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, yes, we are saved, but there's some still bound, God. And Father, I bound whatever is that they're bound by, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for healing everybody that's sick, Lord God. By your stripes, we all be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, not might, maybe, but we are healed in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for healing my dad, Lord God. Thank you for healing my mom, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for my children, Lord God. I thank you for send them with your precious Holy Ghost, Lord God. Father, use them for your kingdom, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, look on every person, Lord God. Help them to make the right decisions, Lord God. Save and sanctify them. Send them with your precious Holy Ghost, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I ask you, Lord God, to keep our mind, bodies, and souls, our muses, my homes, our cars, our finances, every aspect of our lives, our food supply, our water supply, to air that we breathe, Lord God, under your blood, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, keep Israel, Lord God, under your blood, Lord God. Continue to bless them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, you said for us to pray for our enemies, Lord God. Father, I pray that you save and sanctify and fill with your precious Holy Ghost, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, where there is hate, Lord God, help us to sow love, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you in all things in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, and I pray, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for all the prayer that went up before me tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, as I come before your throne of grace, Father God, I ask you right now to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, Father God. And oh, Holy Spirit, you know what I want to say before I even say it, Holy Spirit, but Holy Spirit, you intercede on my behalf. And Father God, as I come before you, I give you the praise and glory for this new day, Father God. But most of all, Father God, I pray for the youth today, Father God. I pray for those youth who are under the influence of the ungodly word, music, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now to put them under instructions that will give them godly music, Father God, godly and guidance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And now, Father God, I pray for the youth who are struggling with drug and alcohol addiction, Father God. I pray that they would find satisfaction and joy in the Jesus Christ and become dependent on the Holy Spirit instead of dependent on alcohol and drugs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for the youth to develop a deep love for God and his word, Father God. And Father God, I lift up the prayer of our sisters and brothers in Christ, Father God. I ask you to encourage them more and give them a hunger and a thirst and for your word more, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I lift all our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandfather, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to keep them covered under the blood of your son, Christ Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I ask you to renew their mind, give them a heart of compassion for you and the things pertaining to your kingdom. Father God, look upon each and every inmate all over the world, Father God. You're also the warden, Father God, the officer, Father God, and give them a heart, the officer, a heart of compassion for the inmates, Father God. Don't let them see them as a number, Father God, but let them see them as a human being, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, look upon the people in the nursing home, Father God, even the ones that don't have no family, Father God. You be a father, a mother, a sister, a brother, Father God, to them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I ask you to look upon the doctors tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You guide their hand as they do surgery on the patient in the operating room, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, continue to bless each and everyone under the fivefold ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless Apostle Hubbard right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Keep her and her family covered under the blood of your son, Christ Jesus, Father God. And whatever that petition that she has before you, Father God, you grant it according to your riches and glory. And Father God, I uplift past the bird to you right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch her body. Saturate her body with your healing virtue right now in the name of Jesus. And we come against everything that the enemy tried to bring against her body. For you said in your word, by your stripes she is healed and she's made whole. And Father God, continue to heal past the burdened body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And keep her and her family covered under the blood of your son, Christ Jesus. And bless each and every one on this prayer line. And keep them covered under the blood of your son, Christ Jesus. I pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Glory be unto God for all the anointing that's on these prayers tonight. Praise God. We're going to go straight on through these prayer requests, and we're going to keep you because we don't have that much time. We got several of them. So whatever you requested to pray on, please just pray that, please. We'll have Mother Alexander to pray. I got a couple of prayer requests I'm going to pray prior to her. But I'm going to go ahead and assign Mother Pastor Bird, Sims had made that request for to pray for her sister, for Andrea, is that her name, having heart surgery.
Yeah.
And then also for Mike falling out and not eating. You take that one, Mother Willette. Mother Alexander, what was this one with the paralegic, we had prayer for her before. What's her name?
Sherry.
Sherry.
Pray for Sherry.
Sherry?
Sherry Montgomery.
They sent her home for what now, Mother?
Sent her home, but her pressure is still very high. She's on tubes, all kind of tubes. And her mother, who is my friend, she said it's so overwhelming. She just cried because it's so much that they sent her home with wrong with her. But she's up there in Charlotte, and I certainly ask you all to pray for them. The mother and the father's trying to take care of her. She's 50-something years old.
You said it's a 50-something anniversary. You got that. I don't remember what year you said.
59th,
almost 60. Okay, 59. So I got that written down. Okay, Mother Alexander, you take that one and take her, also her cousin that has the kidney surgery too.
She hasn't had the surgery. She can't.
Oh, gonna have.
Yeah. Appetite.
Need. Okay, so don't put down there about the surgery.
No.
Yeah, Sherry. She.
Just for her blood pressure.
That's a blood pressure.
Okay, Sherry, and also the cousin. What's the cousin name?
Elma.
So pray for
Elma. Uh-huh.
Elma. Okay, wait a minute, Mother. Not yet. Pray for Sherry, and so forth, like I said. Pray for Elma with the blood pressure. Okay, Mother McCormick, pray for the parents that are the caregivers of the of Sherry, and this is their 59th anniversary. Pray for all the pressures and pray for the anniversary, but pray, Lord, touch them and heal them. You know, their heart was heavy with that. Mother asks also for the pray for abused children. Sister Brenda, I prayed a lot for for the children, but I'm just going to have a little brief part. You pray there, Sister Brenda, for the abuse. You already prayed for all the other parts already about that, and also pray for Brother Black when you pray for the abused children. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and start. Okay. Father, we come before you now tonight and thank you for all the prayer requests and the prayers that have gone forth. Continue to forgive us for every offense. We pray for Archie and Alicia, for Archie's uncle, I believe, up in Maryland that just died this afternoon. God, we pray, God, that you bless and touch and heal that family and the mother, his mother's, can't remember what the relation on that side. But anyway, God, we just pray, God, that you would just bless them, their family today. He's been sick, but in the meantime, it was unexpected the way his wife, found him today. But in the meantime, we pray for Brian and Carmelita, Brian's aunt that's 86, and I believe the other aunt is 80-something years old, too, as well. Pray for the family there. Comfort and encourage them, and God, and strengthen them, too, as well. God, we just pray, God, that you just minister them. Send your ministering angels to their post. And, God, we are praying for parents and their youth. God, there's so much division and confusion and chaos of the enemy coming to destroy families, but he's a liar, the blood of Jesus. We pray for healing and encouragement, and we pray, God, for wisdom. We pray for anointing. We pray, God, as we continue to bless and believe you, God, that this mighty miracle is getting ready to come forth as we continue to pray and direct their lives, because we know you want to use them in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Mother Willette, and then Mother Alexandra, and so on.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, in that name that's above every name, we thank you, Lord God, that you've already heard the request, Lord God, of that Pastor Sims has given. And so, Lord God, we thank you that you heard them and that, Lord God, you're able to do something about every situation in Jesus' name. So we pray to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord God, to remember Audria, Lord God, who is, I guess, scheduled to have a heart surgery. Father, you know you made the heart, and we pray, Lord God, if she has to go through that surgery, we pray that she will not go through it alone, that you would give her great success through it, Lord God. But we pray, Father God, that is your divine will, Lord God, that she shall live and not die. We pray, Father God, for your divine deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for no complications. And, Lord God, you're still able to, Lord God, cause her heart to begin to function normally without having to even go through surgery. So I pray your divine will be done for Audria in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for her, and we thank you, Lord God, that you will work her situation out according to your divine plan for her life. We also lift up, I believe it's Brother Mike, Lord God, who has fallen out of bed. He's lost his appetite, Lord God. You know what's causing him to fall. If something's going on, Lord God, that's causing him to fall, if there's something going on with his equilibrium or his something in his brain that's causing that to happen, we pray, Father, that you will expose it. Let the doctors define what's going on. And, Father God, we cancel every assignment, every plot, every trap the enemy's trying to set for this man. We pray that he is a man of God, that he is saved, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. But we pray, Father God, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray, Father God, everything the enemy has done to try to, Lord God, hinder him, we pray that it's just a stepping stone and that, Lord God, you turn it around, because your word says that all things work together for good. It don't look good. It don't feel good while he's going through it, but I pray that it'll work out for his good in Christ Jesus' name. So give him his appetite back. Let the doctors, Lord God, understand what's going on that caused him to have this situation, Lord God. And we cancel that work of the enemy, Lord God, because we know that the enemy does things to try to interfere with your divine plan, purpose, and will for our lives. So we lift up Mike to you, and we pray that you turn his situation around for good in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, and we love you. We praise you. We thank you that you're going to turn all these situations around, and we place them in your care because you're the right person to put them, Lord God, in a better situation in Jesus' name. We love you, we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we know you know exactly what is going on with Elma not eating, Lord God. But we bind that spirit that come against her appetite, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to give her appetite back, that she start eating little by little. She start eating, Lord. Get something in her body. And, Lord, for Sherry, Lord God, we ask you to touch her, Lord. We know you can regulate high blood pressure, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to touch Sherry's body, Lord God.
And Lord, also our family, Lord God, that they will continue to stay strong so they can help our Lord. And strengthen our mom, strengthen our heart, Lord. Give her that extra strength. And also, Lord God, help her to keep her eyes on you, Lord God. That way the enemy won't attack her, so she can be suffering too about watching her child going through, Lord God. But Father God, we know that your word said, Lord God, ask, Lord, whatever is coming against us, whatever bothering us, ask. You will give our strength to help our child through these things, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for how good you've been, that all this time, they sent her home from the hospital, but we don't know why. But Father God, we know you know why. And we're asking you, Lord God, to help her to go through this situation, Lord God. Help her, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, because we know that you is a healer, and your mercy is everlasting. This thing I ask of you for Sherry and Helma, for her to continue, Lord, to keep on going, Lord. Fight this fight of faith. Stand faithful, because we know that she's not eating. It's not that you come against her appetite, but I believe it's the enemy, and something is going on in there. And I ask you, Lord God, help them to pray more, calling you, Lord God, because you are a healer, Lord. You is a healer. And Lord, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father God. Go ahead. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight, Lord God. I ask you to look down on that couple that's having their anniversary, 59 years or anniversary, God. God, we realize, God, that you have been there with them all this time, Lord. Realize, Lord God, we know it might not have been easy at times, that going through different situations, but we thank you, Lord God, for giving them the strength to be able to carry on, to be able to stay together these long years. So, God, we ask you to keep them, Lord God. Continue to keep them, that they can stay strong to be able to do the things that they need to do for their daughter. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, God, we pray, Lord God, for the abused children, Lord God, those that's out there being abused and being hurt in all different kind of way, Lord God. God, we know that you see it, Lord God. But we know, God, that you said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It may try to form, it won't prosper. So we, God, we pray, Lord, for that situation on kids right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, where people try to bruise them, try to do things to them in the wrong way, Lord God. And so, God, we ask you, Lord, to keep your loving arm around them and let them know, God, that you love them and you care for them. And we pray for Brother Blight, Lord God, whatever situation he might be going through tonight. We ask you to touch his body, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to raise him up, Lord God. Keep him, Lord God. Give him the strength to be able to stand, Lord God. Heal his body completely, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God, where he has failed the other day, God. God, we know, God, you are able, Lord God, to keep his limbs, Lord God. Keep his bones strong, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And most of all, God, touch his eyesight, Lord God. We know you can do it, Lord God. We know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. So we put it all in your hands right now, Lord. We cast those cares on you because we know you care for it. And we thank you for it right now. And we bind up every foul demon, everything that's not right that tries to come around these prayers that we have already prayed. We bind it up and we send it back to the pits of hell where it comes from. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay, brother, mother, Sister Brenda, so you go ahead and pray for Mother Freeman, Mother Elise, and Mother Camp. Since my sisters, they kind of overlap with the prayers and might have heard me clearly, so would you pray for those elderly ladies for me?
Father, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, we uplift these elderly ladies to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you know their situation. You know what they're going through, Father God. But Father God, we ask you right now to put a shield of protection all around them, Father God. Father God, we ask you to comfort them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to put someone in their pathway, Father God, that will give them word of encouragement, Father God. Father God, that will keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hands of
the enemy that tried to come against them or play with their mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, renew their mind. Give them a mind of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, help them to draw their strength from you. For you said in your word, the joy of the Lord is their strength, Father God. So Father God, we speak divine strength into their body, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, keep them covered under the blood of your Son, Christ Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we ask you right now to keep them covered under Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, continue to pour your strength into them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Speak to them, Father God, in your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, get them to take them up to higher heights and deeper depths, and you give them divine revelation of your word as they get into your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for being, you say, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the mighty. And you said in Psalms 91, the Lord is their shepherd, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for how you're keeping them and how you're shepherding them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. We praise God. Thank God for the power of prayer, the anointing. Thank God again, as we said earlier, and before the prayers, that we thank God for that word last night about love, mercy, and grace, and that nothing separate. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. We thank God for Mother Alexander, the power of that word and about standing, and even all the examples and things that she gave. And no glory to God, never to know that glory to God, that God's word will stand no matter what, and we just keep the faith and stand on his word. Praise God. We thank God for all of you tonight and the power of the anointing, but truly it flowed. I don't know if Proud Prophet's still on the line or not. Does she have anything to say before we close? But if not, praise the Lord. We pray God's, hello? But if not, we pray glory to God. God's blessings and angels be encamped about you. Pray that you have a blessed, prosperous, wonderful week. Glory to God. As we get ready to close out, glory to God, this blessed month, oh my God, and looking anticipation for greater yet to come. This already so fast, February is about to end so quickly. But I think we have one more night of prayer, and I think that's on, I think we have one more night of prayer still yet. Glory to God. But we pray that we can continue to seek out the face of the Lord and continue to give him glory and get stronger in him, and we can see more power of God's word manifesting saving and deliverance and healings and encouragement. And even for us to be shifted even in a greater depth of stronger in the Lord, then let the power of his anointing, hallelujah, flow through us and we can see the manifestation of more of God's gifting that he gave us that be used to help others. So we thank God for all that he's done and doing, and you continue to be encouraged and bless the Lord for you. Love you so much, and thank you for the prayers that you pray for us and the families that we pray one for another in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Pray special prayer right now, even for Mother McCormick, that you continue to bless and strengthen her, and God, and all her endeavors and things that she had before the Lord, that God, you just bless her to rest in the Lord, stand on his word, and continue to look to the hills for coming to help. And we're standing on the word, glory to God, for the prayers you requested tonight for your family. And we already know, as we pray one for another, God's going to turn some things around that he may get the glory, the praise, and the honor as he does in all of our lives. We don't take it for granted, but we stand on his Amen. Word and pray without ceasing in Jesus' name. And Pastor Sims, pray strength to you and encouragement, because there's a lot with seeing your family and others going through with all that they are going through at this time. But I pray God lift the burdens off your heart. So when you go to sleep, you go to sleep with the rest and then the Lord standing on his word, and there will be no interference in your sleep. Glory to God about the things of the maybes and anything the enemy try to put in your ear. We just have nothing to do. What we can do is stand on the promise of the Lord, cast the cares, and he don't sit so high that he can't be touched down here with our infirmities. And sometimes it try to stick to our ears, but God, we remember that you said, cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it in into obedience to captivity, bring it into captivity, obedience to your word. And we're standing together Glory to God for even for all of us when things go on that we have no control over. And God, we ask you, God, to bless and touch the hearts and strengthen them even as we pray for these families and all of our families and even for these new babies that then came on the scene. We thank you even for little Zaire, God, and her mother and family too as well. Touch now in Jesus' name and all the other babies in Jesus' name. We give God glory and praise as he continues to touch us. While we stand in the gap, cover us under the blood. Angels be in camp as we seek God's face for other people. God, protect us and keep us and keep our minds and help us never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. But we're going to keep casting these cares. Even in the midst of our pain, God, you don't sit so high that you don't know and see. So we thank you for moving on our behalf and help us to trust you when we can't trace you. In Jesus' name Amen. We pray. And receive our peace and joy and strength and courage right back in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise amen. The Lord, everybody. We celebrate Jesus in spite of what that devil saying. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Shalom, and angels be encamped. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You all.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Turn it over to Jesus. He'll work it out. Yes. Love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good night.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Alone. Peace be still.